Good evening to everybody. Tonight's shiur is going to be dedicated to the Issur d'Rabbanan of Chazara, returning food to a blech. Often the need may arise in Shabbos to remove a pot from the blech or to take out food for whatever reason. And then the question exists as to whether or not one is permitted to actually replace the pot back to the blech after it has been removed from blech. That is going to be the focus of this evening's discussion. If you recall, we have discussed, I believe even last week, a separate but closely related issue regarding Shabbos, and that is the issue of nisina lechatchila. If one is permitted to remove food, dry, solid food that has already been cooked, kugel, and the like, and take it out of the fridge and put it onto a area or space there where it could be warmed. So we mentioned that fundamentally that's problematic. It looks like for cooking for the first time on Shabbos, that's called nisina lechatchila. I'm taking something from the fridge and I'm putting it onto the flame for the first time. We suggested three possible ways where that is permitted. The first is the standard way of the Shulchan Aruch, which is to place food from the fridge on top of food that is already being warmed or cooking on the blech from before Shabbos. So if you have hot water that's sitting on top of a blech, you can take food, kugel, out of the fridge and place it on top of that water which is sitting on top of the kettle. You could place food on top of a crock pot, and that is the standard, the classic, or the ideal way to warm food on Shabbos. If you're doing nisina lechatchila, and to obviate that problem would be the first way. We mentioned Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zichrono Livracha, had a second suggestion, which was to take a inverted tin pan, place it on top of a blech, and then to place your kugel or dry solid food on top of that. That's a second suggestion. Many people place that on top of a blech inverted tin, or they place it on top of a non-adjustable hot plate. And that was the third suggestion, which is really Moshe Feinstein's Zichrono Livracha's suggestion, which is one is even permitted to place food from a fridge onto a non-adjustable hot plate. That is the most questionable heter. If one is taking that route or that path, the best thing would be to follow Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's suggestion and to place an inverted tin on top of a non-adjustable hot plate, and then to place your warm, dry, solid food that is already cooked before Shabbos and place it to be warmed or reheated on Shabbos in that fashion. So those three suggestions are all relating to nisina lechatchila, when you're taking food from the fridge or from the countertop and the food is cold, and you want to warm it on Shabbos. The issue that we're going to address tonight is removing food, which is hot, from the blech and then immediately returning it back to the blech. For example, you take your challent out of the crock pot, and you want to put it right back into the crock pot. It's a long Shabbos, and not only do you want challent for the main meal, the Suda Shabbos following Shul, but you're going to want to have some challent for the third meal, for Shalosh Shuda. So am I permitted to put the crock pot back into the insert, back into its place after the meal or at some point during the meal or during dessert? You see that the half of the challent is remaining. Can I put it back in? You take your soup off of the blech Friday night and you put it down on the countertop, and maybe somebody's going to want some soup a little bit later, or you want to keep it warm in the circumstance where somebody might want soup later on during the meal. It's a cool evening and somebody might want chicken soup later. Can I place it back on top of the blech? This is all called chazara, returning the pot to a blech, returning the crock pot into the insert, or placing food back on top of a hot plate that you took off, a kugel, on Shabbos during the meal, and you want to put the kugel back onto the blech, onto the non-adjustable hot plate. At some point, is that permitted or is that not permitted? This is what's termed or coined chazara. This chazara is discussed in the third parak of Masechet Shabbos, Parak Kira, and most prominently mentioned in Siman Reish and Gimel Sif Beis, in Shulchan Aruch, where the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch has a long discussion about it as well. So the Mechaber mentions, based upon the Gemara, that as long as one fulfills five conditions, then one would be permitted to take the food that was removed from the blech and put it back onto the blech, take the food that was sitting in the crock pot that has been taken out of the crock pot and put it back into the crock pot, but so long as five conditions exist. And if those five conditions exist, then one would be permitted to do so. The first is that the place where you're returning the food to is garuf v'katum, which means that the flame to which the food is being returned must be covered. So if you have a blech, the blech is covering the flame. That already covers the rule of garuf v'katum. If you're dealing with a crock pot, or if you're dealing with a hot plate, adjustable or non-adjustable, it has to be lined with silver foil. So long as it is covered, the flame is covered, or the space or the area that you are is used as the cooking appliance where the heat is emerging from is covered, at that point, if it is considered to be garuf v'katam, so for a crock pot or for a hot plate, silver foil makes it garuf v'katam, and it's considered at that point to be covered. And the same thing is true when it comes to a blech. A blech creates a situation of garuf v'katam, that the flame is covered over. So that is the first condition that must be met. If you want to return your chalent pot insert back into the cooking device where the warmer exists, so the only way you could do that is if there is silver foil in there. If you want to return your kugel back onto the hot plate, the only way you could do that is if there is silver foil covering the hot plate itself. So that's Tanai Aleph, the first condition. The second condition is that the food that you're putting back on to the hot plate or back onto the non-adjustable hot plate or back onto the blech or back into the crock pot has to be in the vushel kol sorko. The food must have been completely cooked. And when we say completely cooked, it doesn't mean, as we've discussed in previous circumstances when it comes to vushel, kimaychol ben drusayah has to be either stirred or half-cooked. In this situation, the food has to be cooked to a level where it would be eaten by most people without further cooking. So if you have your kugel and your kugel has been cooked properly, baked properly before Shabbos, you then put it into the fridge. And then erev Shabbos, you put it onto the hot plate and you take it off the hot plate and you want to put it back onto the hot plate. In the situation where it's cooked and it's at the stage where it is baked completely and you want to put it back onto the hot plate, or you want to put your chum back into the warmer, back into the crock pot, if the food or the chum is already fully cooked, then it will be permitted. This leads to a question regarding taking out chalent Friday nights. Many have the custom, many enjoy having chalent on a Friday evening. If your chalent is not fully cooked, there would be a problem taking out the chalent and putting it back into the crock pot. The level of cooked is fully cooked to the degree that most people would eat it, so although maybe it'll get even more cooked throughout the course of the evening, but if it's already at a stage where the meat is substantially cooked and the potatoes are solidly cooked and the beans, etc., are all in a state where the majority of people would have and understand that that's a healthy-looking chalent to be eaten, at that point one would be permitted to remove the chalent and to put it back on, or to take your kugel off and to put it back on. The third rule is that the food that's being put back on to the blech or into the crock pot, it has to be odo cham. The food must still be warm. So we're talking about our case of the chicken soup, and you want to put it back on the blech. If you waited between the time, the second course, when you had your chicken soup, and then after the dessert, when it's already cool or it's cooled off and the food is not warm anymore, it may not be returned to the blech because this is considered to be a new initial warming procedure. So at that point, it would be problematic to return. If you take it off and then sometime soon after you want to put it back on, if it's still warm or if it's still in a state where it's still warm, that is going to be sufficiently considered to be okay. So that's our third condition. So far, the food can only be returned to a place where it is garuf v'katam, considered to be fully covered. The second is it has to be mevushal kol sorko. The food has to be completely cooked. And the third condition is the food has to be cham. The food must still be warm. The fourth condition, and this the Ramah adds in Siman Resh Gimel Sif Beis, the first three conditions are those mentioned by Rabbi Yosef Karo the Mechaber, is odo b'yado, that the pot still has to be in your hand. That's to say, if you put the pot down, you're no longer permitted to put it back onto the flame. But the pot still has to be in your hand. So if you take your chalent or your kugel and you want to put it back onto the blech or into the chalent pot, it can only be done so if you're still holding onto the pot. Now, what does holding onto the pot mean? It means that you could still put it down on the counter, but if it's on the counter on the tabletop, so long as one does not release his grip, at that point, it would still be permitted to put back. If one set down the pot and released his grip, at that point, it would be forbidden to return it. That's the fourth condition, and that's coined odo biodo. The fifth and final condition to permit and to allow returning a blech is what we call daito lahazira, that the original intention was to replace the pot, that you always knew that when you took off the chicken soup, you knew when you took off out the chunk, you knew when you removed the kugel from the blech, that you wanted to put it back. That was your idea. That was your thought process. That was your sense of what was going to take place. So if when lifting the pot, one intended to remove it from the flame permanently, So at that point, you're going to be forbidden to return it. It's only you're permitted to do so if one's original intent is indeed to do so. However, if one had no particular intention when he lifted the pot, she lifted the pot, at that point, you're permitted to return it so long as you did not specifically intend to remove it permanently. So as there's pariv das, if there is understanding that basically I'm going to return it, even though I didn't articulate that or cognitively think about that, nonetheless, one is permitted to put it back. So how does this work, and why do we allow these five conditions to be the end-all and be-all in terms of returning food to the flame? What is the reason why we say it's usur to be machzi or something? Why is it permitted, prohibited rather, to return something back to a flame on Shabbos if you don't have these five conditions? And what do these five conditions do to allow you to return it? This is subject to machlokas amongst the Rishonim, Tosos, the Rashba, Rashi, and Parakira. All note that there has to be a logical reason to prohibit chazara. Why did the Rabbanan, why did the rabbis prohibit this? We know midiraisa, only bishul, only actually cooking, baking, frying something is prohibited. So why the rabbis, midrabanan, aser, prohibit, want to be machzi or something to the flame? So the first opinion is that it's mechzi kimavasha. When I take something and put it back onto the fire, it looks like I'm cooking. It looks like I'm actually involved in a cooking process on Shabbos. So as long as there's some level of mechzi, it looks like I'm doing something, looks like I'm cooking on Shabbos, the rabbis, midrabanan, said that's not a good idea. We don't want it to look like you're cooking on Shabbos. And therefore, they said, it's usur to be returned something to the flame. That's one opinion in the Rishonim. The second opinion in the Rishonim is we're concerned, Shema yichata b'gecholim. If we permit you to take something off of a flame and then return it back to the flame, well, you know what might happen? You might start soaking the coals. You might start turning the knobs. You might start turning the flame higher. You might turn the crock pot from low to medium to high, or from high to low, depending upon how the chalent or how the kugel looks. So as a result of the concern, they might be mechate b'gecholim, you might come to stoke the coal. Therefore, the rabbis rabbinically prohibit one to be chozer, one to be machzir. Now, therefore, so long as the rabbis prohibited it, they also found a way to permit it. And that's if these five conditions are met. If one has a situation where he fulfills all five of those conditions, in a situation where you have the flame that is covered, and in a situation where the food has been completely cooked, a situation the food is warm when you're returning it, a situation where the pot was still in your hands when you're returning it, and in a situation where your original intention when removing the pot is to return it to the blech, no longer does the concern of looking like you are actually cooking, or no longer does the concern that maybe you'll stoke the coals exist, because I'm holding it in my hand. I intend to return it to the flame. The flame is covered completely, and the food is completely cooked, and the food is completely warm. So as long as I have those five conditions in hand, I have gotten around the rabbinically prohibited, the Issur d'Rabbanan of Chazara. So yes, although Chazal assured one to do Chazara on Shabbos, to return a pot to the blech on Shabbos, at the same breath they said it's mutter if you fulfill these five conditions. So if one wants to take the chalent out of the pot and return it into the to the hot pot, to the crock pot. If one wants to take his or hers kugel off of the adjustable hot plate or non-adjustable hot plate and return it back to the hot plate. If one wants to take something off the blech and return it to the blech, as long as you have those five conditions, it would be permitted. Garo fikatam, number one, the flame to which the food is being returned is covered. Number two, it's mevushal, called sorko. The food has to be completely cooked. Number three, it's odo chan, the food must still be warm. Number four, odo biyado, the food is still held in your hand. The pot should not be let out of your grip. And number five, daitel hachzira, one's intention is to return it. Now let's say you didn't have all five conditions. Let's say, for whatever reason, the person didn't fulfill all five conditions, and he took his chicken soup off of the blech, and he didn't meet all five conditions. Is a person permitted or prohibited to return the chicken soup back to the blech? So here the Rishonim make a distinction. This is Paskin by the majority of Rishonim, the Be'er Halacha, and Siman Reish and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah mentions this at the same time, that the first three conditions that we mentioned are absolutes. They're must. The food must be put back onto a blech. The food has to be on a place where the flames are covered. The food has to be fully cooked, and the food still must be warm. Those three conditions are a mandatory. You can't move without those three conditions. So if a person, for whatever reason, doesn't have lining in their crock pot, a person didn't line their non-adjustable or adjustable hot plate, even though you have all other four conditions, you are stuck, and it's prohibited at that point to return the food to the pot or to the hot plate. The same thing is true, the food has to be fully cooked, and the same thing is true that the food has to be completely warm. Those three conditions must be met. However, it's the latter two conditions that the Mishnah Berurah mentioned from the majority of Rishonim who understand that if you're missing one of the last four or five, then you're okay. That's to say, that if I forgot to have kavana, that I'm returning it, or if I didn't have kavana, if I didn't have the intent to replace the food back on the pot, as long as it's still being held in my hand, that's okay. And vice versa, if I'm holding the pot, but I forgot and I don't have the positive intent to return the food back to the plate, that is to the hot plate, that's still okay. So as long as I have one of the latter two, as long as either I have intent to return it, although it's not in my hand, or if the pot is in my hand, if I don't have intent to return it, as long as you have one of those two, that's sufficient. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds that that's only okay b'shas hatach, in extenuating circumstances. Normally, we'll tell you that you shouldn't, that in a lechatchila situation, in the ideal situation, you have to have all five. It's only b'dyavad in an ex post facto situation where I already recognize that I put the pot down, or I realize that, whoops, I forgot to have the intent that I'm saying or I'm thinking that I'm returning it back to the flame. At that point, if it's a Shabbos necessity that I take out my chong Friday night and I put it down on the counter and I'm not holding on to it. Now, if we tell you that it's prohibitive for you to put it back into the insert, back into the pot, you're not going to have chong tomorrow, well, we'll say, you know, that's a real serious Shabbos need. And therefore, since you forgot one of the five conditions, that's okay. Now, when I say one of the five, it only means the latter two, either od or biyod, if it's not in my hand, or if I don't have intent to return it. So I have some flexibility regarding the latter two, but regarding the first three conditions, there's no movement at all. Certainly the flame has to be covered. Certainly the food has to be completely cooked. Certainly the food must still be warm. But if one of the latter two, if I forget to hold on to it, or if I forget to have intent to place it back onto the warmer or into the chalon pot, as long as I have one of those two, that's sufficient. However, let's say you have a worse scenario. I forget completely both conditions. I take the chicken soup off of the blech and I put it down and I have no intent to return it whatsoever. But you know what? Somebody comes, the guest comes later and wants chicken soup and the chicken soup is not warm. Or for whatever reason, one of my children wakes up later at night and they didn't have chicken soup and they very much want chicken soup. Would I be permitted in that circumstance to place the chicken soup back onto the blech, even though I had no intent to put it back? The meal is at dessert, and I was ready to pack it back up and put it into the fridge. I didn't have intent whatsoever to do so, and at the same time, I'm not holding it in my hand. Is there any heter to do so? There might just be, because the Ramah in Siman Reish and Gimel quotes the opinion of the Ran. The Ran writes, Yesh Omrim, the kol ze eino aser rak kishenutzlo min akir mi ba'odio. Big chiddush of the Ran, Rabbeinu Nissim, and Parakir, it's also the position of the Kolbo, that the only time there's an Isra of Chazara to return food that was taken from the blech and put it back onto the blech is only if I removed it on Erev Shabbos, and now I want to return it on Shabbos. But if I take the food off of the flame on Shabbos, as long as it's on Shabbos at any point throughout the rest of Shabbos, says the Ran, aval in lakcho mishami shechashecha, if I remove the chalon from the crock pot, if I take the chicken soup off of the blech, if I take the kugel off of the hot plate, afilu himicho agabe karka mutter, even if I place it back down on the floor, on the ground. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, even if I have no intent whatsoever to place it back, it's mutter. And the Ran's logic is that the only time that we're concerned that I might come to do bishul, or it looks like bishul, or I'll come to stoke the coals, is when I took it off of the flame on Erev Shabbos, and now I want to return it to the flame on Shabbos proper. But if any time I have something cooking on the flame from Shabbos proper, after you're lighting your Neros, and the food is already cooking, and I now, later in the evening, I want to take the food off, even if I put it down on the karka on the ground, or even if I don't have intent to put it back, the Ran says it's absolutely permitted, because in that situation, we're not concerned for the concern of Shami Chata B'Gichom, because it's Shabbos already, and I know I'm not going to stoke the coal. And even though I didn't have Kavanah to return the pot to the flame, that's still okay. do we passing like this run or do we not? The Rama quotes it, but he concludes, Tov lahachmir. Better not to rely on the opinion of the Ran lechatchila. So if one does not have any of the latter two conditions, or I don't hold on to the pot, or I forget to have kavana, or one's original intention when he removed the pot was not to return it to the flame, lechatchila one should not do so. However, under extenuating circumstances, severe extenuating circumstances, it is permitted to rely on the opinion of the Ran b'shas atzak. That's the opinion of many achronim, the Mishnah Berurah included. And in the situations that I discussed, and dependent upon the situation, there might be room for permissibility to return the food even though you set it down on the ground and even though you didn't have intent to return it. That is the opinion of the Ran. A classic example where we would permit you to rely on the Ran would be as follows. Let's say on the blech, you have a challen cooking and a chicken soup cooking. And of course, you want chicken soup Friday night and you want challen Shabbos day. But by accident, you're in a rush and you remove instead the challen from the blech, you put the challen down on the countertop, and a few minutes later you come to open it up and it's not chicken soup, but it's challen. Now, when you removed it from the flame, you thought it was chicken soup, and you certainly had no intent to return it back to the flame. And at the same time, you put it down and you're not holding onto it. It left your grip. Would it be permitted to put the challen back on the flame and instead switch it and take off your chicken soup? Because that's what you want to eat Friday night. I don't want to eat challen Friday night, and I don't want to have chicken soup for Shabbos lunch. So would I be permitted to do a switch? In that circumstance, one could rely on the opinion of the Rama under these extenuating circumstances that I'd be permitted to make a switch, and even though I had no intent to return it to the flame, and even though I put it down on the ground, nonetheless, based upon the Ran, and others suggest that there are other reasons for permissibility as well, one would be permitted in that circumstance to do so. Another example which is commonplace is if on Erev Shabbos, before you light candles, as is common, you start rearranging your blech and you're putting things in a different spot on the blech, and before you know it, you light candles and you realize that you left one item off of the blech and you forgot to place it back in the blech. Now here it's an Erev Shabbos situation where I took it off, I put it on the countertop. Would I be permitted to put it back onto the blech after candle lighting at some later point Friday night as soon as I realized? Now, in this circumstance, it's a little bit better because I had intent to return it to the blech. It just happens to be that I forgot. So in that situation, you don't even have to rely on the Ran that you're missing two conditions. Here I'm only missing one condition. I want to return it, but I forgot. It's true, I put it down, but I always had intent to return it. In that situation, you're only missing the rule of odo biyado, that the food is out of your hand, and in that situation, one would be permitted to do so. Another interesting scenario that I'd like to bring to your attention is, let's say your flame goes out, and at some point in Shabbos, you realize that the flame goes out, and now you want to take that item which is being warmed or sitting on top of your blech and put it on your neighbor's blech, or you have another flame that's cooking. Can you remove it from flame A, where the fire has gone out, and put it onto flame B? That is a big machlokas amongst contemporary halachic authorities, but the standard or the classic halachic opinion is that it is mutter. Now, the reason for the two opinions of mutter or usser is that called chazara. Now, the flame is out. Now, certainly the food is still hot. Certainly I'm going to put it back onto a blech, so it's considered to be garf v'kaf. Certainly the food is mevushal called tzarko. So I have all three reasons. But when the flame went out, is that considered as if I removed it from the flame and it's as if it's on the ground? Do I say that it's as if I had intent to put it back onto another flame? How would one understand those opinions? And based upon that, it is a machlokes amongst achronim, and there are many, many achronim who do indeed permit one to move a pot that was cooking on top of a flame that went out and to put it on top of another flame that is already garof ukotum. If the food is still ham, if the food is still hot, and the food is already cooked, mevushal called tzarko. Now, contemporarily and here in town, we often have blackouts. Now, let's say your blackout takes place on a Friday night or Shabbos, and before you know it, your food on the blech or your food in the crock pot went out, and it's an hour, and it's 2 hours, and maybe 3 hours, and lo and behold, some 4 hours later, the chashmal, the electricity, turns back on. Is that permitted? Can you eat that food? Is that considered to be an Isser of Chazara? Now, certainly if the food is cold, or if the food is in a situation where you're missing one of the first three conditions, that might be a problem because your food is cold. It's no longer warm. And anytime you're missing one of the first three conditions, you're going to be stuck. However, the consensus amongst Achronim is that here it's even better because you always had intent for it to go back on. You never removed it. And even if it's cold, you didn't do anything. It's something else. It's electricity. It's beyond our control. It's out of our hands. It's as if I did nothing. And even in that situation, one would be permitted to eat that food because it has nothing to do with me taking the food from a flame that's extinguished and putting it onto a different flame. Here it's the chashmal. It's electricity that took care of it itself. And in that situation, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa is of the opinion that it is mutter. There are achronim who do understand that it's usher, but nonetheless, the consensus opinion seems to be that it is permitted to do so. The final scenario that I'd like to bring to your attention is there room to allow chazara al yidei nachri through the agency or the proxy of a non-Jew? Now, as we mentioned, chazara is only usher midrabanan. Amir le-Nachri, telling a non-Jew to do something, is only Asr Midrabanan. And there's a rule in the laws of Amir le-Akum that if you have two Dirabanans, if it's a Shvus, the Shvus, in a situation of a mitzvah, one is permitted to tell a non-Jew to do something. So, for example, if I have an item that I want to return to the flame, can I give it to the non-Jew to return to the flame if it's a real necessity for Shabbos? The Mishnah Berurah and the Be'er Halacha and Simeration in Gimel discusses this case, and he deliberates back and forth, and the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah is under extenuating circumstances. If there's a real need for that food, for the addition of Onik Shabbos, if it's something of a major staple food of the Shabbos meal, it would indeed be permitted, because that is considered to be a valid shvus de shvus. Two rabbinic prohibitions. Number one, chazara is only asur midrabanan. Number two, amir la'akum is asur midrabanan, and b'makom mitzvah, b'makom tzorach gadol, it would be permitted. The Chazanish argues, and the Chazanish understands that it's not really Chazara being an Issur D'Rabbanan when it's given to a non-Jew to place back on the flame. Because he understands, the Chazanish, that the Issur Chazara is the fact that it's actually just on the flame. The Issur is not taking the food and putting onto the flame. It's the fact that the food is on the flame itself. It has nothing to do with the action of moving the food and putting it onto the flame. It has to do with the fact that the food is sitting on the flame. Its status is that it's on the flame. And therefore, the Chazanish says it doesn't fall under the category of Shvus to Shvus, because it's only one Issur D'Rabbanan of Amir La'akum, and returning the food, says the Mishnah Berurah, is not the Issur D'Rabbanan. The Issur D'Rabbanan is when it's actually just on the flame itself, and therefore that remains, and as a result, it would be prohibited. That concludes our discussion of Issur Chazara, and just to review very briefly, indeed, if a person is interested in returning a pot to a blech, the challah to the crock pot, the kugel to the hot plate, it is permitted in a circumstance when five conditions are met. Number one, there has to be a blech that's considered to be garuf kirkatum, the flame to which the food is being returned must be covered. Number two, the food is completely cooked, mevushal kol tzarko. Number three, the food is cham. The food still must be warm when you're returning it. Number four, the food still has to be held in your hands. And number five, one's intention, original intention, removing the pot, is to return it to the blech. If those five conditions are in place, lechatchila, a priori, one is permitted to return food to the blech. Bidyeved, ex post facto, if you're missing one of the latter two conditions, either you forgot to hold it in your hand, or if you forgot to have intent to return it to the flame, if one of those two are missing, ex post facto, bidyeved, one is permitted then to return it to the flame if you forgot to hold it in your hand in time, or if you forgot to place it, the das that you needed the entire time, that's permitted. In extraordinarily extenuating situations, based upon the opinion of the Ran, which there are more quotes in Siman Reish and Gimel, even if the latter two conditions are lost or were forgotten, one would be permitted to return the food to the flame. So if you had no intent to return it, or if you placed the food on the countertop or on the floor, and you want to return it back to the flame, in that situation, one is permitted to do so as well under extraordinarily extenuating circumstances and in such a situation. Thank you for listening, and have a good evening.